become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Tuesday, 26th of July, 2016. And do I actually have Ron McDonald on with me today?
He's here.
Did I just deja vu, or am I hitting a loop here on Monday?
I think it's deja vu. It's an echo.
But wait a minute. You brought a friend with you. Ralph Winterroud from Alaska. Ralph, are you there?
You know, I am. I'm traveling incognito. I don't think NSA or anybody knows who I really am, where I am.
Yeah, we've all been hiding out here, and nobody knows anything about us.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Hey, look, the reason why we're doing this today is yesterday on the program, somebody called in about you, Mr. Winterroud, and a little dealings.
Ralph.
I'm sorry.
Ralph.
Ralph.
It's Ralph, not Mr. Winterroad.
Is that coffee or tea?
That's coffee I'm drinking.
Okay, let me match you.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. All right. Somebody called into the program and said that you had kicked some booty up there in Minnesota on a criminal tax case.
True.
Now, we've been looking at ways to crack their little cabal of this taxation, this behemoth called the IRS, that have given themselves the power to, well, literally, I mean, we've all seen the, read the cases that families operating business, all of a sudden the goon squad comes in, MP5'd out, PASCAD'd, treating everybody like they're criminals, like they're the Genoveses or something. Or they're murderers, and they're there to get the evidence to build cases against individuals. And, you know, we kept scratching our head, Ralph and Ron, going, you know, this is a voluntary tax system. You know, we're looking at this, and we can't find the constitutionality of it. We can't find the enacting clause out of what law that they say that they have. And people have been battling this, like, the people out west have been battling the BLM and the government and who owns the land. It just seems to be a never-ending cycle with no resolution. Until you come across a honey badger that just doesn't back down. Probably one of the pound for pound, one of the meanest animals on the face of this planet. And I would consider you that badger, Ralph, because you're a kind of guy here that does not take anybody else's information. You're not a cut and paste guy, and I've said this repeatedly. You're not cut and paste. You verify everything, you research everything, and you've struck out on your own. Now, you've been doing this for a lot of years. You've been on this network more than 8 years. But
that's true.
But you have gotten to the point here where all of your work and all of your research and all the countless hours, and I mean, Ralph, I wouldn't want to try to count up your hours, and I'm sure you wouldn't, because all that would do is age us. But this has been an ongoing problem. But ladies and gentlemen, there has been a there's been a break in the case, so to speak. Ralph, who's the guy in Minnesota? What was going on? Where are we at?
His name is Richard Rappert. R-A-P-A-T-T, Richard. And he's an extremely talented guy as far as he has a complete machine shop, great big lathes. He's got more stuff than any 10 hardware stores. He's got a complete woodworking. He's got a complete, what's the other one? He's got a woodworking machine shop, and I can't think what the other, I'll think of it in a minute. It's unbelievable, and he's got, he's, I don't know, 10, 15 buildings on his property. He's built them, and he's does drywall work as a his business, one of the businesses that he runs, or, you know, that he does now right now. And he's just an amazing, all organic stuff, organic food. That's probably what why I could chow down this organic. I haven't had organic like that before, and he's got a heck of a good cook for a wife. So, man, I took advantage of that. What the hell? You know, I'm not going to see that again for a long time. So it's been a decade since I've had that kind of food put before me. But
so here's a guy that is old school. He's down with, I mean, he's a doer. He's somebody that produces. He's somebody that we used to call pretty much artisans. And now it's gone by the way of the cookie cutter corporate manifest, but this is a real deal guy.
It really is. Yep, he's a real deal. He quit school, I think, when he was 14 or 15, went to work, and he's 61 now, and they've got him in their sights, and they are charging him with 8 counts of willful failure to file and tax evasion. And if all of those 8 counts he was found guilty, he would be, for $12,000, he could be put into jail for up to 40 years.
Wow.
So the government is claiming that he owes them $12,000, but he's been
sneaky. The state of Minnesota. This is a state case. Go ahead.
Okay. So, all right, state case. So a lousy $12,000, but they're willing to put this guy in jail. Ralph? There seem to be some elements missing here.
Yes. And I wrote up a very lengthy brief, 101 pages worth, with table of contents and case law. And I've got the formula down, I think, how to present the stuff to people. And we gave that to them to give to all the different people, and they didn't give it to all of them. And we didn't get to talk about it, but that's fine. The research is there. And
so this is a state franchise tax board case.
It's a state income. It's called Minnesota Revenue Department. Okay. And they have a M1, Form M1, individual income tax. And I picked up some finer points. The judge, it was a bench trial. We're going to get into that, why you never want to have a trial by jury. It was a bench trial. And I wanted Richard to do a trial by jury. And he said, no, I want a bench trial. So he went in and he got the judge, and the judge tried to talk him out of a bench trial. And there's a major reason why, because this is how they get everybody convicted of IRS charges and stuff. You never want to have a trial by jury because it's not a common law trial by jury. It's an illusion. It's a con. If you saw the movie Hillary's America, it's a Saul Alinsky's. It's just another con job.
Who's clicking the pen?
Oh, that's me. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Put that pen down.
Okay. here's the reason why. Here's the scam, the first scam that had to be addressed. When you have a trial by jury, you will have all sorts of facts paraded in there about you had a checking account, you bought gold coins, you had wages, all of these things are called non-essential facts. The essential element is a key issue. And there's a word that I use now that I found in the legal. It's called sine qua non. S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. And it's like an equal sign. And whatever is on the left must exist before what is on the right is true. It's like 1 plus 1 equals 2. You got to have the 1, you got to have the plus, you got to have the 1, and the equal is sine qua non before you end up with the result of 2. And this is a way to use logic. There are silicoisms, but this is just a killer issue. of how to, and when I got to looking, it is, when I worked search through Westlaw, it's used. But we don't understand none of this stuff. We're not taught any of these things. Anyway, getting back to the on point. You sit in a trial by jury. It's a con. These are non-essential facts. Ralph had a checking account. Ralph had wages. Ralph didn't fill out a 1040. Ralph didn't do this. He bought gold coins. He traded these gold coins. He got money. He had compensation, income. Income is not defined. People out there on that nonsense is just... So anyway, you sit with a whole trial of non-essential facts. It's a con. Then you get to the end of the, quote, trial by jury, and each side puts in proposed jury instructions based upon the law, the facts, or whatever. And they have model ones that they've got set up to clean your clock. They will, in the end, final jury instructions usually put in the essential elements of the crime. But you have been brainwashing these people for days of non-essential facts. They're all taxpayers. They all think they know what's going on. And this is the most killerous thing, the thought that gets us all in trouble. And I still get caught in it. What we think we know is so that's not. It's our belief system. This is what traps us. We think we know what's so, and we're not going to check in the facts. So in the end of the trial, they get the final jury instructions, and now they're even starting on PACER not to put those out, so you can't even read the criteria that was given the jury. Isn't that amazing? They don't want us to read the essential facts, the actual final jury instructions. That's the standard with which, that's supposed to be the law side of it, with which the facts that they've heard in the trial. All those facts that they've heard have nothing to do with the essential elements of the crime.
Now, Ralph, you and I were talking transcripts. Now, these are courts. I don't think you pay the judge, Ron McDonald. I don't think you pay the judge's salary directly. You don't have a stake or an interest in the equity court in there. So they're getting paid out of the public largesse or the taxes. So how is it, Ralph, that you weren't allowed to record anything in there? This is not a trial by jury, so you don't have the little person sitting there looking like they're typing on something. That's actual court transcript. They've done away with most of that, and they've gone to recordings. But you weren't allowed to record anything in there or keep record of anything. And everything that they have taken, they'll charge you for a transcript of the recording that they have done in court, correct?
That's correct, but you can't even get the hands to listen to the audio to verify that the transcript is correct off of the recording. You only get a transcript, $525 for one day.
But they've already been paid, but yet you got to come up with $525. But isn't there a little problem with that?
This is how you keep the con going, because you can change transcripts, which Richard is aware that they've done, because how are you going to prove it? You don't have an audio. They have the audio. They have the original stuff.
Richard actually caught them changing
Richard is aware of this has happened in the past, and okay. I think with him, too.
All right.
What was said did not end up on the transcript. That's correct.
Well, one of the things you can do, but you can't do it during the trial, is get a Public Records Act, which includes a recording, but you can only get it after the determination.
Well, okay, these are all issues. We're going to wait and see what comes out. These are issues that, like on the federal side, you can get the recording. In Alaska, you can go into any of these kangaroo courts and get the recording.
But this is
I don't know, but... But Minnesota has taken this corruption to another level. You can't do it. They check your cell phones to make sure they're turned off. I was allowed my iPad in there, but they were watching me, and I didn't dare turn it on. I used it for Westlaw, but I didn't dare turn it on because they're sitting right there looking over my shoulder. And
but
if they catch
it,
me doing
about,
something, they'll kick me out.
Pardon? Ralph, isn't this a court of public record, as they call it?
Let me start over here with this. There are no public officers in America. There is no republic. It's all been overthrown. I can conclusively prove there's not one public officer in all of Alaska. There's no civil commissions. There's no proper oaths of office in the federal courts. The United States District Court in 1948 used the territorial laws out of Hawaii. Territorial laws, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, instead of Article 3, Clause 2, the thing that they tried to tell us there. It's black and white. I have all the evidence. I have books, of which there are very few in existence, that have all the revisor notes. They document it ad nauseum. There is no doubt. The Court of Appeals, the 1 through 11 in the District of Columbia, they're the same type of nonsense. And the thing is, they're all operate off of geographical. They're after a fictional citizen of the United States. They are geographical. They are not driven by subject matter jurisdiction. I got that out of a Senate report of 1948. The 1982. And the only subject matter jurisdictional court in America, in the appellate sort of the Supreme Court of the United States, is the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. That court, its decisions are good nationally all across the United States. The other circuits, because they are not constitutional courts, they have a territorial jurisdiction, which is incompatible with an Article 3 court. That's an Article 4 type jurisdiction, and it's easily proven, but say I have the documents to prove all this now, and the appellate courts. And the tax court is not even a court. That is a pure inquisitional court. And in reality, what's going on, the United States District Court is a inquisitional court. It's like the old Star Chamber out of England. There is no real rule of law. There's nobody has ever taken an oath to say that they are going to abide by the Constitution or the laws of the United States. I've run all these courts through to get them out in the open. It's conclusive, and I've got now. I didn't realize I had it, but in Westlaw, I have access to the documents and supporting documents from I think it's 1920 to about 1990. All of these Senate reports and stuff behind the scenes where these guys are talking, they know what's going on, and they're knowingly, they've overthrown our republic. It's an illusion, and the whole key to this is there is a parallel, if you ever saw the movie Matrix, you're in it. And the whole key to this, which is kicked out in the open in Minnesota, if you are a citizen of the United States, you are a taxpayer. And if you are a taxpayer in the tax court, it says we do public rights doctrine, which means you're a fiction in law, you're outside the several states, and it started back in 1856 in the Hunter's lessee case on a tax case in the territories. And this is the whole game of there is the citizen of the United States, the real one. There's a citizen of the United States that's in the public rights, the fictional. And to make the real short story, they need our signature. They need us to keep consenting. And you have to put away what you think you know. And I have proven the tax court does not obey the internal revenue laws. They don't obey the laws of the United States. They don't do anything. And the Supreme Court of the United States has said there's nothing judicial in the tax court, and that's where they want us to go. Well, how the hell can I have any chance of winning if I go to a place and there's no judiciary? Supreme Court said so.
Ralph, can what you have accomplished in the state court be applied to the federal jurisdiction?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to go through this. Absolutely. The state, not the courts, but the state taxation mandates that you have to have filled out. That's the distinction. A form 1040. Presumably your signature. They put that into the discovery. If there is no duty to file the 1040, there is no state income tax. So quit volunteering. And how do they get us? This is a key. This is one of the things. What is a taxpayer? Does anybody know what a taxpayer is?
Yeah, it's the same person that votes as a U.S. citizen in national elections.
Okay, let's say U.S. citizen. It's citizen of the United States. Words are extremely important here.
All right. Let's take this three-minute break. Ralph Winterroud is with me. Ron McDonald is riding shotgun for 2 days in a row. I don't think we've ever done that. And we're talking about something monumental, a break in the mystery of the taxation and the crooked courts. Stay tuned, folks.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I want to thank the people that, and thanks to Mike Rivero for making mention of Mr. McDonald and Ralph. Let me not call him Winter Out. I'll get chastised for that. But I want to thank Mike for telling his listeners to stick around, and welcome to you guys.
Winter Road works too. Just don't put no misters.
Okay. Well, at any rate, we want to thank them for sticking around. This network is designed for one thing and one thing only, and that is seeking out the fact and presenting the fact to the, well, I hate to say this, to the generally dumb public, but that's by design as well. You're not supposed to know. The only thing you're supposed to be is a voter and a taxpayer. Sit down, shut up, you do your job, we'll do ours. Well, they've been doing the job to us, Ralph, for a long time. Please continue.
Okay. Let's get back to the courts, because this is important, first of all. The bench trial, first of all, when you have a trial by jury, they go back in there, they finally get the final jury instructions with the essential elements of the crime. And what the trial should have been presented is the essential facts that would support any of the essential elements, but they do not provide the essential elements of the crime, like there has to be a deficiency to exist before you can be charged with tax evasion, which means there actually has to be a known legal duty. They can't do that. They put it in the jury instructions. They talk about it, and the lawyers, they go on to willfulness and all this other nonsense.
Give me another meaning for deficiency. What does that mean?
The deficiency is a tax that is owned that is a subtitle A, which is an individual or which is an income tax, subtitle B, which is gifts, estates. It is not a subtitle C, which is employment taxes, which is wages, 1099s. It is subtitle D. It is a excise tax. It is not a subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. So if you get a deficiency,
see, but what? I thank you for that. But what, from the government standpoint, and for me, because I'm not a lawyer, I'm not one of these judges, and I'm certainly not a prosecutor. Deficiency. I mean, what in their
it
mind?
It means there is a tax due and owing.
Okay.
And there are five. Here's the one of the first things of a taxpayer, which we're going into the definition of a taxpayer. They say internal revenue tax. There are five unique separate taxes under the internal revenue laws. Subtitle A, and I'm going to give you the rest of the key, but subtitle A is income taxes, and that money can only be withheld from non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. Subtitle B is gifts estate. Subtitle C is it comes out of the Social Security Act, and it is a statutory beneficial employer-employee relationship. Really has nothing to do with us, but they can't charge you with a crime under subtitle C taxes. They do it all the time using wages. There is no deficiency. You can't be owing, and the catch-22 is in the definition of withholding agent. It is limited strictly to three subtitle A people. There's got to be somebody that's authorized to withhold, that's required to withhold, and has the authority. And that's only from non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. That's subtitle A. And let me tell you back up here, because this is one of the problems that people, of how they keep the con going. You have to look at the definition of taxpayer, which we're going to get into. You have to look at the definition of taxable year. They use words that are not defined. They say tax year. Taxable year says taxable income. So that's all gross minus all deductions. I don't give a rat's rump. Irrelevant. Is computed. That goes to Section 3. You got to have a tax table to figure it out, right? And it has in it taxable year, which affirms that. But the killer is under subtitle A. So you can't have a. So if John has a taxable year liability for 2015, it means taxable income, which is all gross, which is everything but the kitchen sink, under 61. Deductions under 62. We don't give a rat's rump. Taxable income is 63. You got to go to the tax table to compute it. That's Section 3, and that includes taxable year. That reaffirms it. You can't have it. You can't compute the tax tables without using taxable year, but it's under subtitle A. That's where they finally get down to the who has tax has application.
All right, let's take the bottom of the hour break here. We'll be gone for 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back talking with Rolf Winterhout, and riding shotgun with me again today is Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of Toxic Currency. And we are talking about the court system, the jurisdiction they claim that they have, but they put you in a classification as a, how did you exactly put that, Rolf?
Well, what they call us, we are called taxpayers. But you see, we run into a problem. That's called subject matter jurisdiction. Title 28, United States Code, Section 2201, prohibits the United States District Court and all federal courts from making a determination that you are a taxpayer. The IRS and their procedural rules can make that determination, but it has no force and effect of law. So the question becomes, how do I get to be a taxpayer? And what is it? That's an important question. And that's the key to the logic, and which you address on again. You volunteer. You sign up to be a taxpayer.
But they told me I had to.
I know, but you don't know what you signed up for. First of all, you have to understand to answer your question for deficiency. It says means the amount by which the tax imposed by subtitles A, B, or they lift four chapters, which is an excise tax, which is an embedded tax, like in liquor. When we buy liquor, there's already an excise tax embedded before we get to it that we have to pay an additional tax on. The first thing, I sent you a probably a good way place to start this. Did you get the I sent a brief down there to you. It's 101 pages. I don't know if you've got access to it or not yet.
I have it.
Okay, well, if you go to, and I'll get down to the thing, because this is a key law. First of all, let me back up here. The reason why people can't figure this stuff out, it's like you take a chapter out of a book, and you take about 3 pages here and put it over here. You take 4 pages and put it over there. You take another 3 pages and put it over there. So you have to lay the foundation you have to have a good overview of what the whole story is about before you can reassemble these into what's really going on. You have to establish, first of all, what a taxpayer is. You have to use the taxable year definition. Then you go to withholding agent, and that judge, man, he would not let Richard even talk about that. We're not going to talk about withholding agents because that is the coup. That's the final stake in Dracula's heart. But you have to know how to take one to get to the next, to get to the next. And that's what it takes some understanding of what's going on to make this thing work. So let me get up to let me find that here where I put that in this thing so you can look at the page. You can follow along because it's an absolute killer issue of understanding and how to use logic to take these guys and put them out in the open. Boy, they do not want to go there. They want to go there like they're kicking and dragging. First of all, what is a taxpayer? Now, understanding, the courts can't call me one. They can't make that determination. The IRS can't. It's up to me. Well, what is it that I do? I have to sign up for something. In Minnesota, there's two ways. By either, and this came out in court, you have to have filled out a Form 1040, but not filed it. Then you take the information that you filled out on a 1040, presuming you're going to file it and sign it. If you take that information and put it on one of the M1 Minnesota individual income tax, then you are bound. That is required. As soon as you put it on that form, you're done. And you file it. You are required to do that. Well, they jump past that, like in Richards, because he's never even done a 1040. The IRS says there's no duty to even file one right now. So they just jump past all that because we don't understand the finer points of it's our signature and the numbers of taxable income, filling those in and filing in an M1. And if you've ever filed one, they're going to use it against you that you knew you had a known legal duty to keep filing them.
Now, you mentioned, Ralph, mentioned signature.
Yes, it's our signature.
That creates the contract that they consider binding between you and the state, correct?
What it's called, there are two types. Actually, there's three types of contracts. There's an express contract where you and I, John, get together and we meet and we say, I'm going to get a benefit and compensation back and forth. That's an express contract.
Right.
There's the implied in fact contract, which is used on all automobiles. You can go down to your dealer and ask them for the attorney in fact contracts. It's where you sign away the ownership, the raw right title and interest to your automobile before you ever drive it off the parking lot. It's called an implied in fact because you're giving money to get a tag, and they give you back a tag and their protection. So it qualifies as a true contract, but it's called an implied in fact. And everybody does it. I've done it. And this is how they gain ownership to our vehicles. And you just go to the dealership, ask them for the attorney in fact contracts. They didn't want to give all of the stuff out up here at Wasilla. I got all of them because I wanted to see how they did it. It's right there. It says all right title and interest. I'm giving it away, and I'm signing it and getting it notarized.
And just in case somebody might have missed this, when you go down to a dealership, you buy a car, they give you all your paperwork. They'll have the state send you the license plates, but they have a bill of sale. Okay, you can have that. But what you get through all of this paperwork that the dealer sends into the state, what you get back from them is a certificate of title. You don't get the title of the vehicle if it's got a lien on it. Even if you go in and pay cash for it, folks, they still do not give you the manufacturer's title of origin. In other words, what the manufacturer, be it Ford, General Motors, whatever, okay, they manufacture this vehicle, it's got numbers on it, they send it over to the dealership for sale, you come in, you buy it, you pay your money, or you go into a loan situation, and the state will give you that certificate of title. If there's a lien on that, once that lien is cleared, congratulations, they send you a certificate of title with no lien on it. Where does the ownership of that car reside? Is it with you, with your hard-earned cash, paying for that vehicle? Or who is it, Ralph?
You have knowingly signed it away, that certificate of origin, or MSO, in Alaska. They hand carry them from Wasilla to DMV because it's money. Whoever has that piece of paper, it's a commercial piece of paper. It's on commercial paper. Whoever has it is the total ownership of that car. That's why they have it. I know they're collateralizing it. But anyway, when they have it, then they can control us and say, you no longer have a right to travel. I am going to force you to have insurance because it's my rig. I'd want to insure my damn property. I want to make sure that I get my money covered. I can have driver's license. I got my armed mercenaries out here making money off of the revenue because I can get you for speeding. That's a fact.
One of the things to look at is your pink slip, and you'll see where it says owner, and you'll see your name on it. However, it's like a, pardon the expression, it's called a pissing pole. And below your signature, or above your signature, let's put it that way, is the seal of the state. They are the true owners of it. That's why the seal is right under owner.
But we've signed it away. It's called an attorney-in-fact contract, and it will be notarized.
Well,
and
then
the fine print, it's a single-page document. It says it gives all right, title, and interest away.
And the reason I brought this up is just to demonstrate people, in case they missed a few shows here on this network, is that, you know, it doesn't matter if you go out and buy a brand-new car, or it does not matter if you go out and buy a $500 1985 Honda Civic. The same thing applies. They're bringing you into a contract with a state of which you have certain things that you have to perform in order to have that privilege of driving on these roads. Now, along with that privilege, you've got to meet some criteria. You've got to have a valid driver license. You must have insurance. You've got to put insurance on that. A lot of people, what they'll do on vehicles like that, they'll just say, hey, look, I'll take out a financial responsibility. I'm not going to go get insurance. I got enough to cover this stuff. You people go to Blazes, and that's it. But I just want to make people understand that this is the way that they have horned their way into society. Our jails are full during the weekends, Ralph. They're out there popping people because their insurance papers aren't correct, or they get pulled over with a burned-out taillight or a display light for a license plate. They do their general roadside interview. Do you mind if I look in your car? You don't have any drugs. Well, you don't mind if I look. This opens up the gate on a lot of different things.
Well, so, the other thing is the contract, the attorney, in fact, the implied in fact contract under the UCC stays in force as it transfers from one person to the next. You have to know it exists and then go in, which I'm going to do, I just haven't got to it yet, and say, hey, number one, I want that thing canceled, and number two, it is a felony in Alaska to steal property without giving me notice. And they stole my property without notice. I want the original MSO back, the certificate of title, and I want that contract that was notarized by who in the hell ever where that thing started, regardless of what state. I want that under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code, I want that contract canceled because now I know of it. and I want my property back. And they can't keep it.
Well, then how do you take total ownership of that said vehicle and try to drive that on a public thoroughfare or roadway?
Well, then we're going to have to work around with the state and say, look, okay, which I did up here. I got UCC tags. I gave their registration and title all back and told them to go to hell. And, boy, we had a hell of a pissing match. I got about 150 tickets before I got through with all the different nonsense of this stuff. Because you can go down to your in Alaska by the main DMV, and you can get a copy of the MSO. So you take that document and you go file in against these guys after giving them notice, and also put in an affidavit that I want that attorney in fact, which I've got copies of out of Wasilla. Chevrolet, you can go down to any Chevrolet, any dealer, and I'm sure they got them. They may not want to give them to you, but they got them. And you say, I want that contract, and I've got the UCC place where it says, okay, this thing stays in effect until I object. See, I'm deemed to know the law, but they've done a con.
Mm.
They stole my property, and I knowingly signed it away. It's my signature. Yeah, I did it. I've done it more than once.
Yes, but they didn't tell you all of what's involved in this. They didn't tell you the rulemaking that they have created, the control that the state has over you just by simply getting in your car, starting it, and driving it down the street.
Well, no, it's a con. But they always say, well, you're deemed to know the law. Why did you bring an attorney in here? This is their thing. Okay, well, guess what? The peasants has wised up, Bubba. We know the con now.
All right. I didn't want to sidetrack you here.
No, but that's fine. That's an important issue because this is why people saying I have a right to travel. You do not have the right to travel until you own the damn vehicle. It has to have possession, right of possession, and right of property. There's three parts to it, and we have knowingly given it away, and they have our notarized signature, and when you buy a used car, that contract stays in effect. That attorney, in fact, stays in effect under the UCC from one owner, quote, owner, ha-ha, to the next owner, ha-ha.
All right.
That's how it works. I got all the paperwork. I went to Chevrolet, and it took me about a half hour to talk them out of it. I said, you know, I'm going to stand outside here because you guys are doing something illegal. You won't give me all the paperwork. I want to have an attorney look this over. I want to make sure that what I sign is, and I finally got a lawyer involved, and they give it to me. And as soon as I saw it, I knew what the game was. They don't want you to see it until you're buying the car and you got your tongue hanging on the damn ground. Where do I sign?
So the inference here is that the dealerships know exactly what they're involved in with the theft of your property. And the smiling jack that's standing there, and we all know the stories about used car salesmen, is about as trustworthy as lawyers are. So they're in collusion with the game.
The financial officer at Wasilla knew because I told him about this. He said, how did you get that paperwork? That was his response. I got it recorded. He said, how did you get that paperwork? I said, because I'm a conniving son of a SOB, boy. I talk these people. I back them into corners big time.
Ralph, is this the only paperwork you filed into the trial? Was the motion for clarification?
That's the only one that I filed in, but I need to explain it because there are some finer points to it now because there's some major issues in there of how I have laid this out, which I'm going to be expanding on. And we should get we've won it, which I get to it. We've won the case. Now, whether he'll give it, there's a directed verdict coming out. If he agrees to it, I filed another motion in, or we did today, to let him know that we know, which I'll get to. That judge got up and exited the thing, and the prosecutor went running out the other door when they blew it. But anyway, we got to get the foundation for this so people can have some concept of what's really going on here. The issue is, and in this, is if you go to this definition, and it's on page 63 of what I sent you. What is a taxpayer? That's a good question, right? What is a taxpayer? Nobody knows. It's like, what is a citizen of the United States? I know what it is now. It's somebody that says, I don't want that damn unalienable rights from the Creator, to hell with him. I don't want the Declaration of Independence. I don't want the Constitution of any of the several states. I don't want to be a citizen of Texas. I don't want the Constitution of the United States. I want to be under the absolute plenary power of Congress because those are such beautiful people and honest up there in D.C. That's what you're doing.
That's a fact. Anyway, taxpayer. Definition. It's a real short definition. On page 63, taxpayer, the term taxpayer means any person. Okay, that's the subject of this thing. Subject to, that's the operative part of this, and the object that happens is any internal revenue tax. What does that mean? And what I have done, I have, in this brief, taken all kinds of terms and defined them. A term and a definition. If it says John is a cat, John is a cat. It takes all judicial discretion away. This is the only way to beat these guys.
Well,
by
this
statutory definitions of terms. And the IRS doesn't use them. But Minnesota Revenue don't use them. Because if they use the terms, they lose. There's nothing wrong with the Internal Revenue Code if it was used the way it's written. But they never use it. It's a con.
Okay, Ron, do me a favor. Hang on. We've got to take this 3-minute break here. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Thank you.
clear understanding so when I wield my broadsword, I won't be cutting off the wrong heads. We're talking with Ralph Winterhout. Ron McDonald is with us from Northern California. And, well, Ralph is a few miles north of him, near Wasilla, Alaska. We've got only a few minutes here in this segment, and then we'll get back into the matter of the IRS and how the courts are screwing people and how they've tricked you into complying with them by your very own signature. Ralph, okay. Ron, you had something that
the term taxpayer was created by the Internal Revenue Service. Prior to that, one was a tax space payer. So this is all a new thing created.
There's nothing wrong with the definitions if we know how to read. That's what we have to do. The only way to beat these guys, you have to take the judiciary discretion away from them. They do not use the term definitions. And I put that in this brief, what a term, a definition. If it says, like I say, John is a cat, then by damn, John is a cat. There's no discretion. The judiciary can't come in, and they're shut down. And they do not want to go, which I saw in this bench trial, there's a couple of definitions. That judge would not allow Richard to even go into a withholding agent because that is the final stab through Dracula's heart that this ball game is a fraud. And I'm going to walk you through how we get there. But the first thing is, everybody, just like everybody said, you ask anybody, are you a citizen of the United States? Absolutely. What does that mean? I have no idea. And when you do that, you've surrendered all of your inalienable rights, all constitutions. You're under the plenary power in a fictional world, the land of Oz.
The Matrix.
In the Matrix. You're under the Matrix. And the only people controlling you is the honesty and integrity of the senators and representatives in Congress. And if that's where you want to be, God help you.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't you say earlier in this hour, Ralph, that they had actually flipped the form of government? They did that back in the 1860s after the supposed Civil War that was supposedly over slavery. By the way, while we have a minute here, let me get down the sidetrack here. You actually went and saw D'Souza's Hillary 2016.
Four times. Slept through the first time because I was tired. But I saw 80%, and then I saw 100% of it twice.
Now, I am amazed here. We may not have Hillary Clinton. Is it now starting to become clear to you, Ralph, why it took Mr. Comey, the FBI, a year of investigating Hillary Clinton about these supposed emails, where they were classified, so on and so forth? And then during that period of time, 33,000 emails kind of up and disappeared from her servers that would have tied her back into the Clinton Foundation and all the criminality that her and her husband were involved with.
Plus, he's been tied into the Clintons to begin with. He has no discretion to make a recommendation. His job is an inquisitor. He investigates. The prosecutorial discretion to prosecute is with Lion Loretta Lynch. He has not have no authority to make an official recommendation. That is the job of what happens behind the scenes. That is a decision called prosecutorial discretion, which is what Texas took against Obama and Clinton.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American